Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
I've got something of interest to the newsroom, Andrea. This is just in.
Oh, good.
Yes, I didn't even think that I'd be able to make it happen, but I did. So, you know, there are 35,000 people running for mayor of Chicago.
Yes.
And unfortunately, some of the some really great voices get drowned out when the field is that crowded. And there's a public policy consultant. I've leaned on her expertise for years. I knew her when I was a news anchor and news director at WVON. And she was a very prolific voice on all things politics and policy. Ran for mayor last time around. This time around, got great name recognition because she elicited the endorsement of Chicago's own Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. Her name is Amara Enya, and she's called into the WGN newsroom.
Oh, fantastic.
Let me see if I can get her on. Let me see if I know how to press
That'd
these buttons.
Great.
Amara, are you there?
I am here.
It's good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
So I'm going to be really transparent with the listeners. So Amara has to get up really early tomorrow. And I said, hey, would you be able to come on? You're in a lift right now. But you said, you know what? I really want to talk to them about what I have going on and about this campaign that has been re-energized this time around with this endorsement, which congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
And,
thank you. We're really excited.
So I appreciate you coming on, especially on such short notice. But you guys have an event tomorrow. You and Chance, Chance the Rapper, are doing what tomorrow?
Yeah, so we are pulling up on 63rd and Cottage Grove. So our campaign has always been about amplifying the voices of people that have been really pushing for change on our fronts in the city. Obviously, we have a strong policy platform, many of the things that I've been talking about for years. But we also wanted to show that the people of the city are ready for something different. They're ready, that they want their voices finally to be heard. And so our campaign is a people power campaign. So we're doing a pull-up, which is basically just gathering people at a particular place, and we will talk about a specific issue and allow people there just to feel that they are part of this movement. And so tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we'll be at 63rd and Cottage Grove. The topic that we'll be talking about, and we're going to be on megaphones and speakers, is gentrification and displacement. And we picked Woodlawn because, for those who are not aware, Woodlawn is the site where the Obama Presidential Center is being built, and there's been a lot of conversation about a community benefits agreement and how we prevent people from being displaced from their homes. And so this is an issue that I care deeply about. So many organizers have been working on this issue over the last few years. And so we wanted to just draw some attention to it, get people engaged, shine the light on people in the city, the people who are living these experiences. That's what our campaign is all about. And so we'll be doing that tomorrow. And that's just the first one. So we have many that are going to be scheduled over the coming weeks. But we wanted to definitely start on an issue that's of significance to so many in the city.
Hey, we've got Andrea Dawless in the newsroom. She's got a question for you.
Amara, good evening. Thank you for being with us. You know, and congratulations, as Domitee said, on the endorsement from Chance. I know Kanye West donated a significant amount to your campaign today, too. And hearing the buzz around the city is that you're really resonating with a lot of the younger voters as well. And so I'm wondering, it has to make you feel good because I know more millennials are registering to vote. And, of course, their vote counts, too. So you're really resonating with a whole group of different voters. How does that make you feel?
Well, it feels really good. I mean, the thing about it is that our message it's actually resonating across the board. So it's actually resonating with even our seniors who are excited finally to see people excited about what could possibly happen in the city. And so so many younger voters they've either become apathetic or they've been left out of the process, or we don't bother to engage them in the process. And many of those young folks are the ones who've been on the front lines of some of the most significant movements in the city in years, the most recent being the conviction of Jason Van Dyke for the killing of Laquan McDonald. It was young people that pushed for that. It was young people that pushed against the closing of the Inglewood, four high schools in Inglewood, and then the students weren't even going to be allowed into the new building. It was young people that were organizing around that. So what's been happening is they have been risking comfort to push for the kind of city that they deserve, and they're not waiting around for other people to do it for them. So to have a campaign that they can see themselves in has really been, you're really seeing that enthusiasm, but it's also sending a message to older voters who also are tired of the way things are. They're tired of the status quo, and there's something about seeing that groundswell of energy and momentum that is exciting them as well.
Yeah, and I was going to ask that question too. How do you, you're galvanizing millennial voters, people in our age group. How do you galvanize voters from other demographics, not only the older generation, but also white Chicago and Latinos, and speaking to their issues? What are some of those topic points and some of those key points that you want to get out about that piece of your campaign?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is that, you know, that people, regardless of their race, ethnicity, background, they all pretty much want the same things in the city. They want safe communities, they want good schools, they want jobs, they want a city that is fiscally solvent so that their taxes aren't super high. We generally want the same things, but the problem has been that the power structure in the city government and those in leadership have always treated groups differently based upon their value to the power structure. So primarily black and brown communities get ignored or disinvested for decades. And the people in those communities don't get the same access to opportunities as those in more affluent communities. That is a matter of equity in the city. And so the message is that we all have a shared interest in all parts of the city doing well economically, in every child having access to a quality school, that you cannot say that's a debt problem over there, that just affects those people over there. It affects all of us. And I think that's what's resonating, is we haven't put ourselves in a box. And part of that is because I've always sort of, because of my upbringing, my background, been a bridge builder. So I've always sort of operated in different cultural spaces, different economic spaces. And what's required in the city is for us to connect on the things that bring us together. And I think that's why this movement already, it's multi-ethnic. It's intergenerational. It actually reflects the city of Chicago. And people feel that when they get involved.
Amara, I think your freshness gives a whole new side to this race, because as Domati referenced early on, this is a very crowded field, but you have a lot of familiar names in there, like Daley and Preckwinkle and Wilson. But I think that your freshness can really turn voters, I'm just curious to your take on it too, for those maybe not looking for a continued Daley administration or a continued Preckwinkle. You know what I mean? Because you have that newness to you. So that, I think, will work in your favor.
I definitely think so. I mean, those names, they've been in these leadership positions in the current circumstances as the result of their work. And that's not to tarnish the legacy of individuals who have served in public office for generations. But the question for us is, what does Chicago need moving forward? And what platform contains the energy and the commitment to the city's future? And you cannot get that if you are relying on individuals who are a part of the city's past. And so I think what people are wanting is, they're just wanting to move into the future with new ideas, new leadership, and new energy that's not beholden to the status quo. And I think that's what is exciting a lot of people and getting them thinking, maybe we can actually get some different results this time.
Amara, thank you for taking time to jump on. Really quickly, the most important question. We're talking all these political questions. We got to explain what pull up even means. Like, so Chance the Rapper always tweets this out. He says, yo, he won't even really say anything. He'll tweet a flyer and say, pull up. You know, explain what pull up mean to anybody over, I don't know, 50. I don't know.
Well, pull up. So pull up just basically means show up. It's just like a call to action. Show up here. This is where we're going to be. No pretenses. It's not a holiness thing. We just want to be together, and we want to talk to each other. We want to hear from each other. So pull up is basically, this is the spot. Show up. Let's do this. So tomorrow, 2:00 will be at 63rd and Cottage Grove.
Amara Enya, candidate for mayor, thank you so much. So tomorrow, 63rd and Cottage Grove, and actually they're talking about gentrification. It is the area where the Obama Presidential Library will soon be, Obama Presidential Center, I should say. And I actually did a piece on the Obama Presidential Center called Develop or Detract, and Amara Enya was one of the public policy consultants that gave voice to that piece. She's been organizing with a lot of community members who fear gentrification when that comes to the community. So that conversation continues. If you want to brush up on that conversation, head to WGNradio.com and put in develop or detract, or just put in my name, Dometi, D-O-M-E-T-I, and you'll hear that full special. So, Amara, thank you so much for coming on. I will let you go and finish your Lyft ride. Apologize to your driver for me.
You're listening to... no problem. No problem. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to WGN Nightside.